Shir Ayin Hey, Yem Beis, Parashas Mishpatim.
Mora says, Mesayali le Rabbi Yeshua. Mesayali le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ledivre Amachshir, Machshir Afilu Beroiv Psulim, Ledivre Apoisel, Poisel Afilu Beroiv Ksheir. Rabban Gamliel, that is Machshir, is Machshir Afilu Beroiv Psulim. Rabbi Yeshua, that is Poisel Afilu Beroiv Ksheir. The interessante Rashi, Machshir Afilu Beroiv Psulim, the Amrinen. דאמרינן וקמינה החסקוסי ועל רוי פסולים שהיום מכשירו איסו הביא להם ראיה מן השבויו So Rashi is מסביר Why is מכשיר ברוי קשיירים? Why is מכשיר ברוי פסולים? It's תוך רוי רוי פסולים Why is מכשיר? זוקת רשי דאמרינן וקמינה החזקוסו שיהז החזקס קשרץ So the Pnei Yeshua takes the Rashi כפשוטוי Rashi came to explain a מעוברס, a lady has a kid We don't know from who she had the kid רויב of the city is פסולים רויב הפסולים So why she's kosher? זוגת רשי זה חזקס קשרץ פרק דה פני ישוע, רובה וחזוקה, רובה עודיף. I want to explain Stam, because this sugi is a little bit to make it clear. Why Stam, a Jewish family that is married in a city that is a lot of goyim? And you have a kid. Looks like the roof of the city is goyim. So maybe... You don't have to come to the answer, Rebbe Bila Sachar Abal. You're right, you could answer me, Rebbe Bila Sachar Abal. The Baal was not here for most of us. The Baal was here only for a week, yeah. The Torah says there's no reyes and no... When we don't have a shayla, we don't ask a shayla. When we see a mu'uberes stam, that came from a ma'ases news, we have to answer from where this baby came. There's no marriage. Had to come from someone that she met. Now the shayla, who she met? The roiv says she met a puzzle, and the cheskes kashra says that she went to a kosher. Again, a normal married lady is no reyes, there's no sveikas bichlal. But there's no sveikas, there's no shayla bichlal. Over here there is a shayla, Rashi says, ukmina cheskoso. So the Pnei Yeshua asks a kasher, rube vechazoke, rube odif. Now, we have to remember that this Rashi, be'etzem, is a shlomet to the Rashis that we learned in Daf Yud Beis, and Daf Lamed Vov, and Daf Ayin Vov. Rashi, every time, if you remember, we mentioned, when we mentioned the sugya from Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, Rashi mentions, Ukmine Aches Koso. Till in Daf Lamed Vov, we speak about a cheresh, someone can't talk. And he marries her and she finds a Pesach Pesuach. Rashi says, the Fira ben Gamliel, she gets a ksuve. We say, Mishar Astich Me'enasti. Aye, she doesn't say it. Ukmeh Chazoke. She doesn't have to talk. You don't need Borim Veshem on our sugyas. Shitas Rashi, Rabban Gamliel, is Mitzad Chazoke. Here's another Rashi that comes up. Ukmeh Chazkosa. Rashi is coming to explain. Ukmeh Chazkosa. Aye, Rube Vechazoke, Rube Odif. Pnishua says, maybe Cheskes Aguf is such a starke Chazoke. Cheskes Kashrus is a starke Chazoke. It could win a Roif. But this is the Rashi. It's enough, Legabi, what we need to take out from the Rashi. We mentioned yesterday, Tesfes has a different answer. The Amrinen Isho Mezano Boidekesu Mezano. To explain it in Hebrew, I mean to say, as if you're normal married people, we said, we don't have a tzad, she married a goy. In a normal marriage, you don't have to think, it's a city, she's living in a city of billions of goyim, and only one kosher family. Aba mecha teise. Teise says, Isho mezano boidekes u mezano, even when she does a znus, she doesn't marry stam a guy. So a normal yid marries a yid, so we don't have to, it breaks the roif. Isho boidekes u mezano u boidekes. So val isho boidekes u mezano u boidekes, the male has no problem of roif psuli. This is what Teise said. We mentioned that in this Tesfas is two ways how to learn. The Shmaiser learns that Tesfas came to answer the problem. Why she's believed? Why she's believed? Roif said that Psulim, Chazoke can't help. Taisa says, as a new zach, b'dekes u'mezano, an ansari, she married a kosher. Chazanish said no. Taisus is going with the Ches... Chazanish says no. Avada, we're not going with b'dekes u'mezano. Taisus means the Cheskas Kashrus with the Bori wins. How the Cheskas Kashrus with the Bori wins? Chazanish explains, when we have a Sofek, you're right, Rube v'chazoke, Rube odif. When a person has a Bori and he tells you, I know what I did, Avada the Chazoke helps him to win. Ain't the svara that we said when someone is married, you don't have to start to think. She comes and says, I know what I did. There's no shaila from psulim. I married a kosher. So then the cheskes kashrus can help her to win the roif. Again, Rashi doesn't say, maybe he means the chazanish also, that duch the bori, the chazoke helps.
Gemara says bori.
I'll answer to this. Rabbi Kveger says in a different andere nusach. Rabbi Kveger says, Avada the cheskes kashrus wins. Just because Bedekes umezano, so she goes over to the people, so there's no roiv. The child who goes over to who? So normally roiv psulim come over to her. But if she goes over to them, it's mechza al mechza. She's Bedekes umezano, she goes to choose. But either way, we have a gemore that the gemore says that she's believed even b'mokim roiv ksheirim. Rashi says mitzad ukmach eskoso. Rashi doesn't mention the bori. Taisa says b'idekes u'mezano. So the Shmaisa says it's a new chazoke that is called b'idekes u'mezano. And the Chazanish says it's the bori that is me'alim de chazoke. So it could be Rashi also knows that the bori is me'alim de chazoke. Just in the end of the day, it's the chazoke. So we have two drochim, or the Rashi mitzad cheskes haguf, or the tesis bedekes mezano, or the bori with the chazoke. The bedekes mezano, we said if in the chazanish, it's only to take away the minus of biyuchsi. Even though we said that in Rashi state that you go with the chazoke on the bori, Avada state in the sugi is that she has to be a bori. Zu edus shoisho ne'emenes. The Gemara in the Yudalit will say that she has a bori. But that bori lefi Rashi, it's not me'ikar ne'emenes. You need the bori because if she doesn't say, so it's raglaim ladovo that she did something bad. As ma'ilo su biyuchsin, she has to tell us a story. We don't let people to get married stam. You have to say who you are. She can't say, so she can't say. She doesn't talk, she doesn't talk. You can't stam get married, so she can't have kevelt. As ma'ilo su biyuchsin. But as the lomdes, why is she's ne'emenes? Zogt Rashi de chazoke. So we have to remember klapi the other sugyas. Is a Rashi that says b'roi psulim you ne'emenes is the cheskes haguf. Avada, could be you need a bori like the chazanish to be maimi the chazoke at ma'ilas b'yuchsin, but the ikar ne'emenes is the chazoke cheskes haguf. And Teisves adds b'dekes u'mezano. And if Yiddish Maizeh he came to answer the kasha, stoch roi psulim you have to have b'dekes u'mezano. So the chazanish said no, the bori is maimi the chazoke. This is the Teisves. Lamazen Teisves the next Teisves. Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara said, we have a right to Rabbi Yeshua that man the machshir machshir afilu b'roi psulim, because you medame our sugya to shvuyo. Shvuyo is roi psulim, and here you medame is a raya that you are matir here afilu b'roi psulim. Hikshu Rabbeinu tam. Akati tepuk leidosom b'shvuyo kol psulim, v'hoche b'chu b'dedabre roiv. V'tiretz the roiv kekoil. Very shvarat esmas. The Gemara said like this: how I know Rabbi Gamliel spoke b'roi psulim? Because Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Gamliel, "Ma'ish no mishvuyo." What is the kasha? Shvuyo is roi psulim. Here's the city of Ksheirim. The Teretz says, "Al kochu they spoke in the city of psulim." Because if shvuyo is psulim and here it's Ksheirim, you can't be medame one to each other. Frikt esmas. Shvuyo is kol psulim, and here it's roi. So maybe b'shvuyo osu ma'ila b'yuchsim, because everyone is posu. Mashen gen here, not everyone is posu. It's only roiv. So they didn't do ma'ila osu b'yuchsim. So what Rabbi Yeshua is asking? And Rabban Gamliel, l'shitos cho, Rabban Gamliel, l'shitos cho, that we have to. Medame, so you're asking me, Rabbi Yeshua, ma'ish no mishvuyo, the Gemara says, let me to answer, shvuyo is roiv psulim, here is roiv ksheirim, aray, Rabbi Gamliel spoke in roiv psulim. But why the Rabbi Gamliel could answer? Shvuyo is kol psulim, and here it's roiv. So maybe ma'ila subi yuchsim is only bekoil, and not beroiv. This is roiv kekoil, was the difference. Zal bezach. Frank the Rasha, she doesn't understand, this is kashe. Shvuyo is kol psulim? Shvuyo is kol psulim? What is the case of Shvuyo? The goyim take her, they take her to the house. What happened now? We don't know. So why we think someone did something? What? Roiv. So not everyone. Roiv is the people there could do something to her. Some maybe will not do. So it's Roiv that something happened to her. What happened here in the Mubaris? Someone for sure did something. Roiv or bad, so it's exactly the same. Here it's a roiv and here it's a roiv. Frek de Rashash Teime. Frek de Rashash Teime. What is this discussion? What is this discussion? Tesis is asking, what you medam is shvuyo? To muberes, shvuyo is kol psulim. This is the reason it's mailo subiyuchsin. Mashaykin muberes is not kol psulim. It's only roi psulim. Both of them are exactly roiv. Both of them are exactly roiv. Here is roiv avinichov and putzim barayas. So, 80% it happened. And here it happened, but roiv psulim. Again, 80%. What is the difference? Zog the Rashash Amod Neteret. It says like this. The goyim chapped into the room. So we say, Roim of Gichov and Prutzim Barayas. Lama Zogin is 80 goyim in the group of the chappers. So from 80 Lama Zogin, 60 are Prutzim Barayas. So they for sure will do it. So it's koil. The goy that is a poet does it. Roim goyim and Prutzim. So we have a group, Roim and Prutzim. So they did it. So it's koil. Mashenki b'muber is Zog the Rashash. Someone did it. Aber roiv apsulim miyotek sheim. You don't know. Maybe a kosher did it. This is the Rashash pshat again. Zog the Rashash shvuya roiv mikroim putzim ba'arayis. So in a few days, if one guy will do it, it's not easy. One guy does shvuya is a pesagant ma'aser shvuya. Don't know if one guy is called a shvuya. Most poskim hold one guy is not a shvuya. This is what I meant when I was a bocher. The pesak was Rav Osler. One guy is not. It was a lady that the taxi driver, she didn't pay, so the taxi driver drove off with her. Yeah. So the ma'aser was Arab. So they wanted to ask her, I was shvuya. She was Aisha's Kohen. Yeah? But she was shvuya for 10 minutes in the taxi. She was a shvuya. There's no halacha, what kind of shvuya? Reuven Kohen puts in my eyes. Some say shvuya has to be a matzah. I'm asking why it's in the Rashash. That shvuya, the Rashash says, Val is a lot of shaboim, so from them, for sure, is one of them poets, so he for sure did it. What? As the Rashash. Remember, it's Kohen. Mashaengin by us, Zog the Rashash. On them, it doesn't have a Pshat and Tesis. On them, Zog the Rashash. What is the Pshat and Tesis Kash? What is the Pshat and Tesis Kash? Zog the Rashash. If I'm right. So it comes out. If I'm right, Zog the Rashash. So it comes out that every Shvuyah for sure happened. So why Dechod is Nemo to say that she's kosher? By Shvuya. Aber Azei Freg de Rashash, if it for sure happened, so why the Gemara says Shvuya v'Tohiri, she's Nemo, Pesha Osa ha Pesha Hitir. Aber Pesha Osa neged Eidim, lo yamrina. If it's 100%, maybe you're right, that it could happen, it's 100%, but not Mamish 100%. No, so what they say? Aber Azei Lerne Rashash. The world wants to answer a different teretz of Tesfis. Rabbeinu Tam learned that we're talking about medaberes, not on meuberes. The Gemara Ri was medame medaberes to shvuya also. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that medaberes we're talking, that she says, loy nivalti. Not like Tesfis nivalti velekosha nivalti. She says, loy nivalti. We saw in Mudalef, Rabbeinu Tam, he was the one that the whole time was saying that we're talking that she says Nivalti velekosha Nivalti. So we're talking in the Daberet that she said Loi Nivalti. So, dear Be'etzem, what we have there? So, Mechatesa, something happened. What is the answer? Ein apotropos la'arayas. So maybe it happened, maybe it didn't happen. Ein apotropos mistom, it happened. But even if it happened, with who it happened? Roi Psulim. So it's exactly, so again, Shvuya, Mistome it happened. But if it happened, it happened with a Pasuk. Here, Ein Apotropos La'arayas, Mistome it happened. Oh, but if it happened, it's only Roi Psulim. This is Tesis Kasha. Tesis doesn't mean that Shvuya is everyone. And I will explain, I want it to be clear. I think people get, Shvuya is Roi Vavitkechovim Prutzim Be'arayas. But Lo Yitzir Devekechovim Anat Prutzim Be'arayas. Besser a mensch. Then, Mistome, she was not Mezane. Why? Two people in a room doesn't equal Znus. Why be Medaberes, Mistome, she did it? because the reason she's going into the room is to do something. Especially the Rivosh said, we talked about the shmuzing. Medaberes means a yichud, a proste yichud. This time, two people went in the elevator, should become also. As the Rivosh says, it has to be a medaberes. So, by with Kichovim, we say mistomer happened because Roy Prutzim Barais. By medaberes, mistomer happened because Ein Apotropos. But now, by Shvuyo, and the tzadar mistomer happened, so then everyone that did it is possible. By medaberes, mistomer happened, there's only Roy. So Tesis doesn't mean that by Shvuyo it's 100% that it happened. But on the tzad that it happened with a pasul. And here, even on the tzad that it happened, because Ein Apotropos L'Arayis is equal to Rav Kichovim Prutzim B'Arayis, aber Mikol Makoim is only a mute. But then we'll have to be mind with Tesis and Medaberes, not on Muberes. That the Tesis means to ask Medaberes. It's not so shvur, because anyway it's a gears in the Hemshech Tesis and Medaberes. As a third mahalach in Tesis. Again, I remind me that we have the Rashash's eyes in the kasha. Tesis says, How you medame shvuyo to muberes? Shvuyo is koil psulim, and muberes is not koil psulim, it's only roiv. And we ask the kasha if shvuyo is not koil, because we don't know she did it. It's roiv that she did it. Roiv if kichov v'prutzim v'arayas. And by muberes she did it, but it's roiv psulim, it's exactly equal. So the Rashash answered the percentage, the deer, so it for sure happened. Ashver Rashash. Second answer, we say we're talking not on muberes, we talk about medaberes. So while we talk about medaberes, so the and Ein Apotropos says that she did it, mistame. Like, shvuyo mistame. And by the shvuyo, by the mistame, on the tzad she did it, is possible. But she ain't given, even by medaberes, even on the tzad of mistame she did it, but it's a shayle, from roiv and milt. I read from a shvera under a pshat. It's a big yisayit of the shmaise. Yisayit is like a shmaise, it comes a couple times, shmaise, beis, tesvov, shmaise, dalet, vov. Shmaisa says a yesod like this. As a musa give rube de ise kamon and rube de lesse kamon. And I will explain. Roiv behema is ksheirisem. Someone made count of the cows? No. As a mitzias, even if Lama Zog in the world is left with one cow, it's kosher or not, roiv behema is ksheirisem. We call that behema roiv behema is ksheirisem. There's only one. But it's roiv behema is ksheirisem. Rov noshim letes yaldan. We counted, there's only one lady in the world. When she will have the baby, Roiv Noshim Letes Yaldon. This is Rob the Lesser Kamon. Rob the Isser Kamon is 10 people, 10 Apsulim, 1 is kosher. 10 stores, 9 apostles, Treif, 1 is kosher. Zag the Shmaisa Azayasoy. Now we'll explain it later. Rub the Lesser Kamon is Achroi Beteras Vadai. We learned it out Aloch Elamoshim Misina. We assume that this would happen. Rube de Yise Kamon, it's only a Gzeres HaKosif. Zog de Shmaise, it's different. Rube de Lese Kamon, we decide that for sure it's like that. Rube de Yise Kamon, we go Basaroiv, but it's not called a Vadai. It's a Achroi, but it's not a Vadai. And I will explain. When you have 10 stores, and one piece of meat comes out, Mistomet came from the kosher stores. If it will come out from the Treifa store, you'll pick up your eyes? No? When people are selling in the Treifa store. The Treifa store is sold. You say, strange? Strange that you buy by the Treifa store? Not strange. It's 10 people, 9 apostles, 1 is kosher. You meet a guy, oh, I'm the kosher. Oh, you kosher? 1 is kosher, 9 apostles. About Behema, I assume my animal is kosher. If it's not kosher, it's different. Numul Noshim give birth to Tisha. She had it early. She's Meshura. She had it b'shiva. This is Achroi Vadois. This is Achroi Sofik. Where's the Shmaisa says it? The Shmaisa Paskins, if you have 10 people in a room, 9 are Mamzerim and 1 is not a Mamzer. And one of them leaves the room and he marries someone. The kid is Muta. You're allowed to marry the guy? Even though it's Roiv that he's a Mamzer. It's Aloch Mamzer Vadai Veloi Mamzer Sofik. And even that it's Roiv, that he's a Mamzer, he's Mutar Lo Bekol. He has a Raya Tesis HaRoshim B'Metziah Davov and Mutbei says, they got B'Meisr Beheime. You have animals, 9 Chai B'Meisr Beheime, 1 is Potu. And an animal comes out, you don't know from where, it's Potu B'Meisr Beheime. So Tesis HaRosh, even that it's Roiv, aber Asiri Vadai Yom HaRachmane V'Loi Asiri Sofek. So this is the Yosei of the Shmaise, Mamzer Vadai V'Loi Mamzer Sofek. Even if you have 10 people, 9 are mamzerim and 1 is not a mamzer. The pirash, called the pirash mirib porish, you know that he's a mamzer. The aloch is mamzer vadeh, marachmoneh, vadeh, mamzer sofek, and the kid is okay. So every mamzer in the world has to be okay. A mamzer marries a lady, the kid is a mamzer. That's real. A mamzer marries a lady, the kid is a mamzer. Why? How you know it's his kid? How you know it's his kid? Right. But mamzer vadeh, mamzer sofek. The same thing. Mamzer vadeh veloy mamzer sofek. Not vadeh. We know. Say, but maybe she was smart people. That is roy bilis acharabal. Not koshkin. Punk fakel. You mix. No, she married a mamzer. Not. She's not married. Not aishasish. Not aishasish.
She's in with a mamzer.
Maybe she was someone else. The Teretz is Zog de Shmaise, a roiv that is mitzad mitzias, we say it's not called a vada, it's called a sofik. A roiv that is mitzad svore, like roiv bilis acharabal, doesn't mean that you count. It doesn't make a difference if she's married or not married, she was there a week or not. It's a svorah, the be'ilas, we say, your isha is with her husband. It's a svorah, it's not really that we count that roiv. This is called Ruben Alessa, come on. Dir it's a teras vada. As he's like the shmaise, the yesoid, he's chazir, it's one of the biggest yesoidas of the shmaise, and shmaise beis, and shmaise vov. That's the yesoid of the shmaise. But mele back to our sugya. Roiva with the kichovim prutzim be'arayas, it's not the pshat that we counted them. The teva of a goy that is posed by arayas. The teva of the goy that is posed by arayas. So while the teva of the goy that is posed by arayas, b'meile, it's a roiv that b'teras vaday that the goy did a beer. A vaday could be that, but the roiv that we have that mistome he did a beer. This is called a vaday. Masheinken b'meuberes. She did a beer, but we have psulim and we have kshayim. That roiv is not called a vada. Melebotesis means to ask. He means to ask that b'shvuya, the word kol is not so gishmak, but he means that b'shvuya the roiv is a starke roiv. Masha'inken by muberes, it's not a starke roiv. It's not a starke roiv. Mikol mokem, this is Tesis' kasha, and Tesis answers. Roiv kekoil is the zelbezach. Roiv kekoil is the zelbezach. Now we see the second part of Tesis. Veleke lemeima bemedaberes de leke el roiv. Ike lemeima smoich miyuta lechazoke veisrael erube. Deafilu isle smoich miyuta lechazoke lerabbi Gamliel v'rabbi Yeshua. Mikol mokoim lo yavi elo palge vepalge vedinu shetaoso misofek. The sofek isur lechub. Second part of Tesis. Again, a lomdash part of Tesis. Frek Tesis Akashe. Okay, Shvuyo is Koil. Muberes is Roy. Frek Tesis makes Smoich Miyuta Lechazoke. We have a Palge ve Palge, and there's no Roy. And there's no Roy. So what are you telling me? Again, you medame Muberes to Shvuyo. Hazevi Shvuyo is Roy Psuli, Muberes is also Roy Psuli. Zog Tesis, Bishvuyo it's Koil. But Muberes is Roiv, say the Roiv Kekol. So they says, yeah, Roiv Kekol, but you have a mute, make Smoich Miyuta Lechazoke, and it's Palge al Palge. So again, it's not Doime to Shvuyo. Shvuyo is Koil Psulim, and here, it's only 50-50. And what was Tesis Kasha? You telling me, Rabban Gamliel, you're asking Rabban Gamliel, how you matter the lady? My Shno Mishvuyah. So the Gemara, maybe Shvuyah is Roy Psulim, here is Roy Ksheirim. Arai, Rabban Gamliel was matter even by Roy Psulim. And this is what Rabbi Yeshua meant to ask him. How it could be here you ask her by Roy Psulim, by Shvuyah, and by Muberes you matter. So Tesis, maybe here it's called, here it's Roy, but Kol V'Roy is the same. So Tesis, but it's even less from Roy. Because you make Smoich, and if you make Smoich, it becomes 50-50. And it becomes 50-50, so Shvuyo is Koil, Roiv, Koil, and here it's only 50-50. Kash of Tesis is Klo. Again, Tesis is asking on that part. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua came to Rabbi Gamliel. Ask you like Shvuyo. So you could, don't ask questions. But the Gemara decided to ask, Shvuyo is Roiv Psulim, and here it's not Roiv. The Gemara says both is Roiv Psulim. So Tesis, yeah, but here it's Mamish 100, here it's 90. 100 to 90 doesn't make a difference. So Tesis said, but it's 90. Smoich miyuta lechazoke, it's 50-50. So it's not doime le shvuyo. This is Tesis' kasha. This is Taisus' kasha. Now the shaila is, if this is Taisus' kasha, what Taisus answers? Let me learn the taste inside. The lake is not even a roiv. If you say smich miyuta lechazoke, it's not the pshat that you will listen to the chazoke, that you'll be okay. To be mechza al mechza, to be mechza al mechza. So while it will be mechza al mechza, while it will be mechza al mechza, so memele she'll be also. Fashteinish. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Gamliel lekashe. You ask the shvuya, why you don't ask the muberes? He answered him. No, Rabbi Gamliel asked, is matter even by roiv psulim? So he says, yeah, but shvuya is koil psulim. Here it's only roiv. So Taisus is the same. So Taisus, but it's not even roiv, it's 50-50. Because you said, smoich miyuta lechazoke. So Taisus is saying, I made smoich miyuta lechazoke, but it's 50-50. Stays also. You said, smoich miyuta lechazoke, it became 50-50. No? So it became 50-50. So it says, yeah, but 50-50 is also. Fashteinish. Shvuyo is koil psulim. Muberes is how much now? How much is muberes? What? 50-50. No, so how you medame shvuyo to muberes? Taisus in this question came. Shvuyo, everyone. Muberes is 95. It's not doime. No, look, Taisus, it's doime. For Taisus, take the chazoke. Mitzarif it to the miyut. Tavi palge al palge. It's there, but palge al palge is also. Meseder. But it's leidome le shvuyo. But it's leidome le shvuyo. Shvuyo. Rabbi Yeshua is asking a kasha to Rabban Gamliel. Everyone knows me the raisa, she's okay. But you're asking a kasha to Rabban Gamliel. You ask it by shvuyo. Why you don't ask her in muberes? Zog the Gemara, it's a raisa that both is roi psulim. Because if not, you can answer. Shvuyo is roi psulim. Muberes is roi ksherim. A raisa, adivir ha-machshir, afilu b'roi psulim. Zog the Gemara, but it's vital, not the same. Shvuyo, it's 100%, it's 95, roi kekoil. So the Gemara is not even 95, makes moich. So the Gemara, but it'll be 50-50, and 50-50 is us. Yeah, but it's roi domi l'shvuyo. This was Taisus' kasha. Ari Taisus' kasha was, what was Taisus' kasha? Taisus' kasha was, Taisus kasha was that b'shvuyo it's called psuli. Muberes is not the same. Muberes is not the same. Muberes is different. Muberes is different. Why? It's only roiv. Roiv ke koil. So they, but it's 50. They say, but 50 is also. I know 50 is also. But are we not discussing if the lady is also a muter? We know that the lady is muter. She has a bogi, she has a chizkis kashas. We're not handling that. We're handling that you will ask her like a shvuya. So Frank Day says, she's like domi le shvuya because she's roiv. It doesn't make a difference. So they say, yeah, but if it's only a roiv, make a smoich. If you can make a smoich, so they say, look at Lashna Taisvis. ולכן מימא מדבר אז דלכה לא רויב איקה למימא סמוך מיות עליך זוקה וישראל רובה הוא בינום רויב even if you'll do that it will stay 50 so it will stay 50 but it's לידומי לשבויו זה ממש המדרש פליע זה ממש המדרש פליע how to read this תספוס ואז נפשט עם תספוס so רב נוחם said of all I know you'll argue but it's a long dish of all רב נוחם said like this I mean, what is the noise of the sugya? The noise of the sugya is midway raisa. We know that she's okay. But if the cheskas kashras is isra, so you need mailosu biyuchsin. Shvuya midway raisa. She's okay. But mailosu biyuchsin says while something is shaky, is a drore. You need to find out what happened. So b'shvuya they said mailosu biyuchsin. You need to find out what happened. Say that. So the Gemara, Muberes also had shaking. And no, so the Rabban Gamliel, no, Muberes, it's Cheskas Kashas, it's a Bori, Shvuya, Reif of Kichovim, this is the Gemara. And the nice of the Sugi is Alamol, Muberes, Muberes, you lose the Cheskas Kashas, you don't lose the Cheskas Kashas. So what is the nice? If she's the Cheskas Kashas, you don't have a problem, Milo Subiyuchsin. When you have a problem, Milo Subiyuchsin, when the Cheskas Kashas loses it. So Shvuya is a Din Milo Subiyuchsin. Mu'uberes is no mailos b'yuchsin. Afraid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, take mu'uberes and medame it to shvuya. And both of them is roiv psulim. So it says, yeah, but shvuya is very, very awesome. Here it's not. So it says, it's roiv kekoyin. Roiv kekoyin. So it says, same. Take the mu'uberes and take the chazoke, make smoich miyuta lechazoke, and meli, you don't have a roiv psulim. So it's not the same. So it tastes kasha. You write that here you have roiv psulim. Roiv and kol is the same. But the smoich broke the roiv. So it says, yeah, but it got the 50. 50 is weiter also. So you're saying, yeah, but 50 is also, it's not the same. The answer is, so what do you want to say? That because of a 50, will be no milos of b'yuchsin, and what will be the aloch of the mu'uberes? What should be? Should be okay. Why? Because she's not like a shvuya. So it's not Indian to make a milos of b'yuchsin by this lady, right? Because she's not like a shvuya. Why is she not like a shvuya? She doesn't have a roiv. She only has a 50. So why you don't need milos of b'yuchsin by her? Because you want to leave her on cheskosa, right? You want to leave her b'cheskes kashos. Maskim or not? You can leave her b'cheskes kashos. You already used the cheskes kashos. She had roiv psulim. Listen how it goes. Shvuya is a lady. The matzah of roiv psulim broke the cheskes kashos, and she needs a milos of b'yuchsin. It's a reyuse. The reyuse is broken. You need a milos of b'yuchsin. Mu'uberes, zog Rabbi Yeshua at Rabbi Gamliel, is roiv psulim is the same problem. Zog Teisus, I want to cut off that roiv. And b'mele, it will be only 50, so be no reyuse. Shvuya, what broke the cheskes kashos? The roiv. Koil, roiv. Mu'uberes, is no one due to break the cheskes kashos. Roiv ke koil. But I will eat out of the roiv a half with the cheskes. So b'mele now is nothing to break the cheskes kashos anymore. So it says that you're right. If the cheskes kashos will win the roiv and say that she stays b'cheskes, you're right. There's no idea. And what the cheskes kashos said? That it stays a suffix. So the cheskes kashos says that it will stay a suffix. After it will stay a suffix, so now you tell me, so you want to leave her on cheskes kashos. I use the cheskes kashos. You can use the cheskes kashos twice. The roiv makes a reyuse. You want to say there will be no reyuse duch the cheskes kashos. If you use the cheskes kashos to make the roiv not to be a reyuse, you can later say, it's okay, so when it'll be now, I will leave her with cheskes kashos. You can't leave her with cheskes kashos. You can't use it twice. Very poshut. The trachan bizum is very poshut. No, this is Rabbi Gamliel. Speaking of Rabbi Yeshua, that is Medame. And the Maksh of Rabbi Yeshua, not Rabbi Gamliel, that says that she's okay. No, but you can't use it twice. It's used. You can't say she's Becheskas, so Mele is no Roiv, so she's Becheskas. It doesn't go like that. You're using the Kerch of the Becheskas. What they ask? Smoich miyuta lechazoke. So they say this kasha understood. Smoich miyuta lechazoke, and the chazoke wins with the miyuta, and she's becheskes kashas.
So you always said the cheskes kashas anyway.
No, that do a smoich and to break the roiv. No, but he's asking that is a din smoich that could break the roiv. It's a rosh as marich. It's a shail if you make smoich or not. Most rishonim hold we don't do smoich. Ruve bechazoke, ruve odif. Teisus is mechalif. It's a rosh as masbe. There's a musig in some kind of chazokes that you could do smoich and it stops to be a roiv. Doesn't have a din of roiv anymore. So Teisus is asking. So be made no. Be din smoich. Smoich is not chazok. Alamal chazoke and roiv. Ruve bechazoke, ruve odif. It's a new aloche. You take the chazoke. You don't win the roiv. You add it to weigh in the side of the chazoke, at the miut. Not that you win the shaila. So Zoktei says it weighs 50-50. Oh. After it weighs 50-50, you can't use the same chazoke and put it against the sofik to use it. No, it's no roi, but it's a sofik. But it's sofik. The gather from smoy. So when we have a sofik, be'etzem is a reyuse. Just normally when we have a sofik against the reyuse, we have a becheskas. When we have a drore, it's no becheskas. This is the yesoid. We explained a lot of times on Gibnochem. The yesoid of the sugya, it's like, the yesoid of the sugya, the yesoid of the sugya is, we don't need a roiv to ask the lady. It's not the pshat shvuya has a roiv. This we explained yesterday. This one has a roiv. That one has a roiv. A starker roiv. A lesser roiv. The noise of the sugi is if we have a drore or we don't have a drore. The loshen aritvo. Israch is koso or not. So shvuya, the roiv makes the itrach is koso. Here we don't have a roiv. So like Tesis, but smoich makes a matzav of sofik. So be'etzim be'evi sofik you have a drore. Now be'evi time be'sofik against the drore, you have the becheskas. But if they invite that you use the becheskas. Now there's one more orado in Teisves be'pshat. Teisves says, when he asked this kasha, so again, so the Seder Advorim in Teisves was, if the Gemara, again, I want to be madgish, maybe I'll madgish to you. Yeah. Why Teisves is only on this Gemara? Without this Gemara, Teisves thought, without this Gemara, Teisves thought that we could be medame one reyuset to each other, doesn't make a difference the level of the amount of the psulim or not. We medame one to each other. Aval the Gemara says that Messiah Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Omar man the Machshir Machshir afilu b'roi psulim, that they have to be the same because if not you can't be medame. So Teis is trying to check that maybe it's not the same. First he pulled up Shvuyo to say she's koil. Then he says, you know what? Okay, she's not koil and this is a roi, but make a smoich in the muuberes, and Val make a smoich in the muuberes, but maybe she would not have a roi. So again, she's not doing it to Shvuyo. So Teisves, you can't do that. Now, when Teisves asked the kasha of smoich, look in Loshana Teisves. Look in Loshana Teisves. When he asked the kasha from smoich, he says, "Veleke lemeimar b'medaberes deleke el oroiv ike lemeimar smoich miyuta lechazoke." Find the Chasam Sofer. Why Teisves says the words medaberes? Why Teisves says medaberes? Why Teisves doesn't ask a kasha from muuberes? Why medaberes? Veleke lemeima b'medaberes. Deleke eloroiv ike lemeima smoich miyuta lechazoke veisralei. Why Teisves says medaberes? So the side of the Gemara to bring down the Chasam Sofer that he raises the word medaberes and he makes muuberes. Or the dabra. And it means a muuberes with the dabra, beroi psulim. But we're not talking about medaberes. We're not talking about medaberes. We could talk about muuberes. We could talk about muuberes. But in our girse, state that we're talking about medaberes, nicht auf muuberes. We said before that Teisves really has a tzad that our sugi is talking medaberes. That the whole Teisves is talking medaberes, not in muuberes. That we more gishmak. But the shaila is why Teisves only mentioned medaberes and not muuberes. So the Maharsho says a teretz. The Maharsho said, if Teisves will ask on muuberes, he will have a problem because the vlad doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. So we get to the next sugya. The Maharsho says the vlad doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. Lekule alme. Bein lemachshir bo, bein lemachshir bebito. Why the vlad is kosher medin bori v'shemo? The Maharsho says the vlad is not kosher medin chazoke. We'll get in a second to the sugya of vlad. So b'meile, if Teisves will ask the kasher from Muuberes, he will say the Gemara meant like this: the vlad doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. So why Rabbi Gamliel is machshir? Al kolchoch, even that it's roi psulim, he's machshir. And you can't say that no, he's machshir because smoich. So what are you asking me, Akash? Are you medame? Muuberes to Shvuyo. Shvuyo doesn't have a smoich, and here you have a smoich. So b'meile Teisves shtel this kasha and medaberes and not on muuberes. Because in medaberes, muuberes, you will have a shayla and the kid. Okay, it's not so poshut, but pashas, the kid has a cheskes kashrus. The Maharsho, you have to remember, b'teich ha-dvorim here, learned that smoich you could only say in medaberes, but in muuberes you can't say it. Because the kid doesn't have. And not only that, and he learns, while the kid doesn't have, so could be the kid will be machriya and the mother, that she will not be okay. But we'll have to remember the Maharsho, we have to learn the next sugya to understand the Maharsho. Now there's one more ore here, before we go weiter in the Gemara, the Beis Halevi, Chelek Bei Simen Vov, Rekta Kashi. And I know it's Mamesh Ashtarke Kashi. This taste is the Medrash Pliyat. He asked the kasha Shvuya is koil, and here it's roiv, roiv ke koil. Zok teres, even out of roiv, because makes moich. Zok teres, it doesn't help, we explain. Why be Shvuya you can't make smoich? Why is smoiches only by us? How do you read the statements? What are you asking me? Make smoich? Shmuel also has a smoich. Shmuel also has a smoich. Lefi the Rashash is very good, because Shmuel has coin. But we said the Rashash is wrong. It doesn't make sense. All of you didn't agree that all of the Shaboim. You ask yourself, what if it's one Shaboim? So you didn't want to learn like the Rashash. So we said that the coin doesn't mean everyone. The coin doesn't mean everyone. If the coin doesn't mean everyone, it means Avada could be they didn't do it. But if someone did it, it's a puzzle. So why do you have a smoich? So for the Beis HaLevi, what kind of tastes is it? If you have a smoich here, you have a smoich in Shvuya also. Maishno Shvuya from our sugya, both of them have a smoich. So the Beis HaLevi has a Teire. I don't want to go now to the Teire, it's good to see it. But the bottom line of the Teire of the Beis HaLevi is that not every time you could say smoich. It's very geheshment. But sit inside. He says you could say smoich in a shvacher roiv, not in a good roiv. He says if you see the Teis HaRosh here, it's not so posh that you say smoich. Pashtus, no one holds that you say smoich. We hold it. Rube vechazoke, rube odif. Rab Meir, the Chayish Lemiyuta says smoich, even Loshen HaTeisves. The Afilu Isleu smoich, it's not so posh that you say smoich. Meir Zokta, you only find smoich when the roiv is a shaky roiv. That it has to go around and around. So when it goes around and around, you start to add things to the picture. So he says, Meroiv akum prutzim ba'arayas, you can't do smoich. Why do smoich? Roiv akum prutzim la'arayas, why to say smoich? The meuberes, you also can't do smoich. She had a beer, for sure from a man, the shayla who he is, what's smoich? But the medaberes, first you have to say, en apotropos la'arayas. And then you have to say it, even if it happened. So you really have to go twice. Mistome it happened, and mistome, then you could say smoich. And the Beis HaLevi goes over that all the dugmoyes of Teisves and Teis HaRosh, all of them are shaky cases. But he says, he goes, the simon is a beautiful simon, like she'atzim et aflam does. But the Yisrael, he builds on our Teisves. The male Teisves only has the kasha from Medaberes, and not from Meuberes. Because in Meuberes, you can't say smoich. So on Teis, even someone doesn't go, Meuberes is like Shvuyot. The only one that Teisves could ask the kasha is Medaberes. The male divrei Teisves are bedigdu. Anyway, it's not Masha Chasim Sefer, Teis HaRosh for sure state, Medaberes. This is the first chelik of the sugi. Now Lo Mezen, the next chelik. And this be'etzem is the easy part of the sugi. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, ledivrei ha-machshir bo, machshir bebito. Ledivrei ha-poisel bo, poisel bebito. Rab Lozer Omar, ledivrei ha-machshir bo, poisel bebito. Omar Rabbi, maitai mede Rab Lezer, bishlei me'ihi is lechazok ede kashres. Bito, les lechazok ede kashres. So the Gemara says, ledivrei ha-machshir bo, machshir bebito. Ledivrei ha-poisel bo, poisel bebito. It's pashut. Rab Lozer Omar, ledivrei ha-machshir bo, poisel bebito. The Gemara says, maitai me, the daughter doesn't have cheskas kashres. And here's the shaila that the Gemara left open. Ledivrei ha-machshir bo, machshir bebito. Why? Oh, but the daughter doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. Are you explained? Ledivrei ha-machshir bo, poisel bebito, maitai me de Rab Lezer, ihi is lechazok ede kashrus. Shmir, ihi is lechazok ede kashrus, bito les lechazok ede kashrus. So you explain the mother has a cheskas kashrus, the daughter doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. No. So why the divrei ha-machshir bo machshir bebito? Why the divrei ha-machshir bo machshir bebito? Hey, the Gemara is only michla lava to shumayin. My time in the love machshir bebito. Kesavar I is lo chazok ede kashrus, bito less lo chazok ede kashrus. What would be the reason if man da'om ha-machshir bebito? So, zog the belt. We don't have dvorim mefuroshim. We have like this. Teisus and Daf Chovov that we saw, we'll get later to them, is Beirim, that he holds cheskas ein mehami lebas. Cheskas ein mehami lebas. And the machlekes is, if cheskas ein mehami lebas, or cheskas ein lei mehami lebas. So the first man, the Oma, holds, she has a chazoke, cheskas ein mehami lebas. And the second man, the Oma, holds, cheskas ein lei mehami lebas. It's a pair, when you see the thesis, says that he holds al tzmail osu b'yuchsin. Our Gemara state bito les lechazok ede kashrus. Loshen ha-thesis in Chovov is ve'idach man da'omar svir le'imail osu b'yuchsin. Mashmah that kula alma is masking that is a chazoka. Aber steht klar in Teisus, der man der Omer machshir bebito hold mitzat cheskas kashres cheskas ei mehani lebas the chazoka of the mother held for the daughter. Also it steht in Teisus. The Rosh and Daftes steht nicht dazu. The Rosh and Daftes brings down a machlekes if Bori is nemon be isurim against Roiv. It's a case of a lady that she was mezana, she claimed that she was a oines, and is a Roiv Rotzen. And the Rosh says two lines. The Rosh and Daftes Simen Yud Ches. The middle of Simon Yudches, the Nugumos and Avzai, Zog the Rosh Azei. Venirili lekayem divreim, mehide oisum uberes, the olim lirabshim gamliel bori, umachshir uber, afal gav de les lechazoke de kashres, veafilu beroiv psulim. So the Rosh learns that his machshir medin bori. So we have two shittas, why the Vlad is kosher. Taisa says that the Vlad is kosher because the Vlad has a cheskas kashres. And the Rosh says the Vlad is kosher because only Medin Bori and Rabbi Gamliel is Machshir Bori. Bori on a chazok. Bori on a chazok. Klo? We'll start. How Rashi learns? Medin chazok or Medin Bori? Rashi said Klo Beroi Psulim, the only way to kosher is why? Chazok. So Rashi has to learn here chazok. So Rashi has to learn Chazok. I'll say, oh, but Maramshif, you know, Maramshif said it, I'm a mechanic. Zog the Maramshif nearly, Sheberoi psulim avlat posul. Ki ein Chazok al avlat. Verashi moilom lo yisbor, Sheavlat kosher, beroi psulim. It's often a gemara in Kiddushin, man the marsher, marsher, bebito, veafilu beroi psulim. But the Maramshif says, lefi dechesh, when Rashi said, beroi psulim, you have to come to Chazok, the Vlad doesn't have a Chazok. I want to explain from where they're coming. Lo shana gemore, bito les lechazok de kashres. She doesn't have a chazok. She doesn't have a chazok. And Rashi, we have to say, that the first man, the Omer, that is machshir holds, that she has a chazok. And the Rosh Taki holds, the Vlad doesn't have a chazok. And here's the shita sarosh, that the neemonis from Rabbi Gamliel is bori afilu onachas kaskashres. Bori beisurim helps against Roiv. Onachas kaskashres. But it's against Rashi's. Rashi's in the Oma Sechta learned Rabbi Gamliel is mitzad the Chazok and not mitzad the Bori. And here's the Rosh that says that it's mitzad the Bori. So we will start the Sugya with our Anoche that we have Tesis and Davchovov and Rashi that learn that the Neemonis is mitzad Chazok. Anyway, Tesis and Rashi learns Alamon Rabbi Gamliel mitzad the Chazok. So what they learn mitzad the Chazok Alamon? So they learn that it's mitzad the Chazok. I is no Chazok. We'll have to explain how it works. And the Rosh learns is mitzad the Bori. Frek the Shov Shmaise. Array, we started the Sugya today. We said Rashi says she's kosher beroi psuli mitzad the Chazok. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel needs also a Bori. Right? The Chazanish says, Betzir of the Bori it works. And Rashi, we're not sure. The Shmaise and all of them learn about the Betzir of the Bori. Frek the Shmaise, and Be'etzim, it's a direct kasha and the Rosh. It's a direct kasha and the Rosh. The baby doesn't have a bori. How the baby is nemon? The baby doesn't have a bori. Shmaise beis tesvov. Aile, the baby doesn't have a bori. The baby doesn't have a bori. What do you say that the mother has a bori? What do you say? That the mother has a bori. Yeah? Frek the Shov Shmaise, the bori of the mother cannot help to the kid. As the Gemara in Bava Basra, state, what would be if a lady comes over to people and say, listen, this baby that I have is from your father. I married your father. So now your father is dead. Give my son a little bit money. A person dies, he has 10 kids, a lady comes with a baby. Listen, I married your husband also, your father. So this baby came out from his beer. So I wanted to get a Yerusha. What the kids say? Shema. They don't know. And she says a Bori. Bori v'Shema, Bori Odif. She could take the money or not. Teretz is, that's why it's called Boreal De'acher. She says that this baby, the Teretz is, a mother to say that this is a kid, it's a Boreal De'acher. Frag the Shav Shmaise. Frag the Shav Shmaise. If the mother is called Boreal De'acher, so here, what this kid has? Bori doesn't have. The Bori from the mother, it's not a Bori. The Bori from the mother is not a Bori. Ba 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 ba. The Bori from, and they find the Shav Shmaise. Now we get the Yerusha now. The Bori of the mother that says that she's kosher doesn't help. It's a Bori on the day after. So, Lefi the Rosh, Ari, we only going with the Bori. So she's left with nothing. And Lefi Rashi, even we're going with Chazok, but Pashas, you need also a Bori. Where is the Bori? Where is the Bori? Where is the Bori? We need a Bori in the sugya. Where is the Bori? Where is the Bori? As I frag the Shav Shmaise. Again, the Shav Shmaise is my mid the sugya be pashtes that we need to come to the Chazok of the Vlad. Cheska say me'ani lebas. Cheska say me'ani lebas. But we need also the Bori. This is the source of the Shmaise. And Lefi the Rosh, you need a source of the you need a Bori. If you need a Bori, the Vlad doesn't have a Bori. So Rebbe Elchanan, by us in Ois Chavov, and in Bobe Basre Ois Tov Samach, Rebbe Elchanan declares, maybe here it's not a chisorin of Bori Ali Deyacha. Why? Val she's a man de Omar. Legabe herself. So b'meile, she's a man de Omar, also legabe the kid. It's a shvach eteretz, yeah? Belondas it makes sense, but it's a very shvach eteretz. It's a very shvach eteretz. Again, belondas zog de, if the pshat, val I'm a man de Omar legabe myself, I'm a man de Omar legabe someone else, first, Rebbe Elchanan says, different afkimin, it says, mash, what it be if a prisoner has a bori and it's not get to two people, so he's taking them on. Look, he brings more, it's not so poshy. But I ask you, Moshe Rabbeinu, the lady, the mother is a grusha anyways. So she's posted like kahuna anyways. So now she can't say on herself. So then, Taki, she will not be believed? I'm just my meat. I'm sorry, you're saying my teretz. I'm just explaining. To say azat teretz, that valet's negate herself. Valet's negate herself. Memele, she becomes a baal dovo, so she will have to take and be negate to herself. She will not. And the result, not because it's negate to herself. Because she's talking on her mice. I dear, she's also talking on her mice. She said that she married this guy and it's a kid. What is that? Here she's also talking on her mice. Here she's saying, I married your father. This is not called talking on her mice. Here that is considered talking on her mice. What?
You can't take
for that
kid that was our father.
You can take again,
she can say, I did it
with him. She can't
go ahead and give it.
Why?
That's
she says it's a kosher. The kid what? Again. So the shayla is two nuschos. One nusach is valet negater if she's kosher apostle. So she becomes a baal dovo, and then it's a very strong body, it helps the whole world. This is one nusach. The second nusach is not because it's negat to her, so it's the mele, her body is a stronger body. Val de maise is a maise that is negat to her also. Rebbe Cholan explains that he says it's two nuschos. It's two nuschos. Shmira. It's two nuschos. The first nusach is, while the bori has a shame bori to one person, but mele it's already a shame bori. The second nusach is not because it has a shame bori, but it's negat to her maise, it's one maise. The Nafkmin Rebbe Cholan explains about the Bas Oifs Tov Samach, if a person came and claimed that I bought that sodom. So he's nemo. And the same story, it's something negat to someone else, not negat to his story. The first nusach says, "Abaval on these words, he has a koyach of a bori, he'll be neman." For the second nusach, he will take and not be neman. All of this is before what we spoke once, how to look at Cheska Seimei Ani Lebas. Now we're discussing Keilu, we done Ligabi the kid. And we're asking, the kid has a chazoka, the kid doesn't have a chazoka. The kid has a bogi, the kid doesn't have a bogi. Well, we'll see Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. I want tomorrow to finish the Amud. I want Be'ez Hashem to finish the Amud tomorrow. Then after we have the sugya from Orus Va'Rusosoi, I want till the end of the week to finish that Sunday we could start Shtoris Be'ez Hashem.